We continue our learning. We're in Yevamos Perek Des Zayin Mishnah Dalid. Nafal Lamayim. You have a case where a man fell into the water. We didn't see him come to the surface at all, and he's been there for an extended period of time. We assumed that he hasn't survived, so we haven't recovered the body. Do we have the right to assume then that he died so that his wife is able to remarry? So the Mishnah here says like this: Bein sheyesh lahen sof, whether the water literally has an end, and what an end means is that you can see the shores, the banks of the body of water on all sides, or bein she'ein lahem sof, where you're not able to see the end. It's extended very, very far, so you can't see, like in the sea, like in the ocean, where maybe he could have come up somewhere on the side, somewhere you never would have known. Either way, ish tovasur. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is, and this is Rabbi Meir's opinion, that the woman is usher to remarry because we haven't found a body. And this is true even in the case of Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, even where you could see all of the banks of all of the sides, and you should assume, well, had he come up, I would have noticed it, had he tried to escape. So obviously he must have drowned. So that's not, according to Rabbi Meir, no, we don't assume that. Maybe he went unnoticed, you looked away for a second and he's able to escape, or maybe he's able to survive under the water for a longer period of time, and therefore ishto asura. Amar Rabbi Meir, and I will support this. Maisa be'echad shenafa lebor hagadol. It's a case where someone fell into a very large cistern with water inside. Ve'olalachar shloshi yamim, and after 3 days, he somehow survived underwater, and he was able to come back. So therefore, we can never allow. And the bor obviously is the case of mayim sheyesh lahem sof. You can't see all of the edges. So I should have noticed him come up. Obviously, he should have drowned, and you see there that no, he came out after 3 days. And the Gemara Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph brings a brisa where the Chachamim disagree, and we'll see, they follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in a moment, but they hold that no, a man falls into a body of water, and you have Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, there is, you see all sides, and we use these terms in other situations as well when we're trying to make decisions about Agunos. What does it mean? They were in this particular situation, there's no way they could have escaped. The building was on fire and things like that. We use these terms. Is it Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof or Mayim Shein Lahem Sof? We use those terms in other cases as well, even when it's not a case of water. But according to the Chachamim, no. If a person was observed the whole time, you didn't look away at all, and within a few hours, we'll see, it's 3 hours, he hasn't emerged, so then the wife is able to remarry. Rather, this case was a particular case. A miracle happened for this person. You cannot bring any proof from this case. Amar Rabbi Yosef, disagreeing with Rabbi Meir, Maisa v'sumar sheyarad litzbol v'ma'ara v'yarad moshcha acharav. You had a case where a blind person went down to immerse himself in the mikveh, which is in the ma'ara. There was a body of water there, and his guide moshcha went after him to help him. V'shol k'dei sheteitzei nafsham, and they were there. They remained there for, and no one noticed them come out at all, and they remained underwater long enough to assume there's no way they could have survived. And based on that, v'hisun eshosei. And they married off, they allowed their wives to remarry, both the Suma and the Moshech, and the one who was guiding him. And this is, as we said, this occurs after 3 hours had passed. They allowed them to remarry. The Shuv Maisa Ba'asya, in a place called Asya, Be'echad Sheshulshu Lamayim, they lowered him down into the water with a rope, V'lo Ola Layam, into the sea, V'lo Ola B'yadam El Araglo, and then when they pulled him up, they pulled that rope, and all they had was his leg. They knew it was this person because they had a mark on a simon on the leg, or this was the rope, and all that came up was his leg. So what do we say? Can we assume that, so the body, he could have survived elsewhere, and he went up on another side? So Amr Chachamim min harkuva ulamala tina say it depends. If the leg that you have includes above the knee as well, so then there's no way he could have survived with that amount with only half a thigh left, and therefore Tina say she's able to remarry, we can assume that he died. But min harakuvu lamata, but from the knee and below, lo Tina say, so then she is not able to remarry because he is potentially able to survive in this situation. And you'll say you didn't see the body, so he disappeared. Or maybe he was underwater somewhere and you couldn't see anymore. Remember, this is the Yam. This is the Mayim Shalem Sof. And somehow the waves brought him to shore, and he was able to survive because it was below the knee, and that would not have killed him. Perek Tezayin Mishnah Hey. Afilu Shoma Min Hanashim Omros Mace Ish Ploni Dayo. Even if you hear women saying, this man died. That is sufficient. It means they have no kavana to give any testimony. But if you hear women saying that, oh, this particular so-and-so died, you can come to court and say, I heard these women speaking that this person died, and that also would be sufficient. This is obviously testimony that's only hearsay nonetheless, and we allow this in the case of agunos. The same rationale applies as in cases where we say we allow one aide, or the aide could even be a woman, even be an Evan. And that's because we assume the woman is going to investigate. She will ensure to verify that the husband died, and therefore we can rely even on Nashim Omos, Mesish Ploni, just having this conversation. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Shama Manatinokos, Omrim Hare Anu Holchim Lispod, Velikpor Esish Ploni. Says the Mishnah that even if you heard children saying, oh, by the way, we're going to this hespet, to this eulogy, to this funeral, to bury this person, this particular person, and they mention that person's name, Bein Ushehu Miskavin, Uvein Sheinu Miskavin, whether the child had kavana at all, and by the way, this applies both to the children and to the adult. Whether they have in mind to testify specifically, and this is as if it's evidence, or no, not at all. They're just making a statement. By the way, in a conversation, casually, what we call meisiach lefitumo, just speaking casually, randomly, that's also sufficient. Now, what does it mean about children? So it's interesting. The Gemara assumes that when it says when children say we are going to this funeral, we're going to this eulogy, although that's what the Mishnah says, that's not what the Mishnah means. Bar Tanura says like this: Bigmara muki shetzara. They have to say, the children have to say, we're coming from this hesped, we're coming from this burial, from this funeral. Why do they have to say that? Because if they're saying, oh, we're on our way, it could be that we're preparing for a funeral, preparing for a eulogy, and the person didn't even die yet. So that's no raya that the person died, that the wife can remarry. They have to say they're on the way back. Not only that, the Bar Tanur continues and says, they have to say, v'tzarech nami sheyishma osa misap in Yonei HaHespet. This person who's listening to the children speak casually and is then going to testify based on that information, based on that hearsay, and allow the wife to remarry. It's not enough that the kid said, oh, we heard a eulogy. They have to talk about the eulogy. Who gave the eulogy? Who gave the hesped? What they speak about? Kach v'kach rabbanon havu hasam. There's so-and-so rabbis happen to be there. V'kach sabdani hava. Kach v'kach sabdani hava hasam. And these eulogizers were there. Why do we need that information? Why is it not enough for the children to say, for us to hear the children say, we came from this funeral? Because it's the derech of children to play around and call things names, give nicknames to things, people's names, to even other things that are not people. V'shema nimala ochagav kavru. Maybe the children really went, there was an ant or a grasshopper that they buried. Umechanim oso b'shemish ploni, and they're calling him so-and-so. David died. Oh, David died, and there was a eulogy there. Yeah, they're speaking about that pet grasshopper that they were burying. So, and they called him David because that's what kids do. So therefore, you need to hear a little bit more about who were the rabbis who were there, who spoke, what they speak about. Then you know for sure that particular person that they mention is a real person and passed away. And that's true, as the Mishnah says, Bein Shehu Miskavin, whether they had Kavana or they just, Bein Shehu Miskavin, they just happened to be speaking casually. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Be Yisrael Acheh Miskavin, Uvigoy Im Haya Miskavin, Ein Eduso Edus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava distinguishes between a Jew who's giving testimony and a non-Jew. When it comes to a Jew, so he says it has to be, a Jew's testimony is valid. See, if he says, as he says, Ad Sheyehei Miskavin. His testimony is effective in a case where, so the Chiddush here is like this. Not if you speak casually, so then you don't have in mind to give testimony. That's actually better. That's actually in many cases. So, and we'll see when it comes to a non-Jew. They're speaking casually. You don't have in mind. So then we can assume that they're telling the truth because they don't have it. If they think they're giving testimony and what they say is going to matter, there are going to be consequences. So maybe they're making something up in order, let's say, for the woman to remarry. But we hear them, we overhear them speaking casually. lefi tumo, so then we have the right to rely on them. When it comes to a Jew, though, even if they have in mind, they have kavana, that is going to be acceptable. But uvigoy by a non-Jew, im hayamis kavin ein edus so edus, if a non-Jew intended to testify, then that which he's saying that husband died, we don't accept this testimony. But if he's mesiach lefi tumo, that is going to be accepted, because that's what we normally do when it comes to a non-Jew. We will accept it, but only in the case of a mesiach lefi tumo, he doesn't know that there are consequences to his testimony.